Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. We've got a really fascinating collection of listener submissions to delve into this time.
Yeah, it looks like we're diving deep into the whole Yahoo and Bing situation, specifically when they kind of merge their search efforts, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys sent in a ton of stuff about that whole deal, and it's definitely worth a closer look. We're talking about a pretty significant shift in the online world, and I think there are some important lessons to be learned from it. For anyone who was running a website back then especially, this was a big deal. Rankings, traffic, the whole game changed practically overnight.
Yeah, it wasn't just like tweaking a few things here and there. It was a whole new ball game.
So today we're going to try to unpack what those changes really meant. What were the major things that website owners needed to understand? What were the practical steps they had to take? And maybe even more importantly, what can we learn from all of this looking back?
Yeah, trying to see the bigger picture here and how it all played out.
Right. So to set the stage a little bit, I think it's important to remember that this wasn't just a minor partnership. We're talking about two major players in the search world joining forces.
Yeah, it was huge. And the core of it, I think, was that Yahoo, which was a giant in search back then, essentially handed over the keys to their search technology to Microsoft and their Bing platform.
So Bing became the engine behind both Yahoo's organic search results and their paid ads.
Pretty much. There were a few exceptions for some of Yahoo's premium ad products, but for the most part, Bing was running the show.
And on top of that, Microsoft also took over the management of their self-serve advertising platform, AdCenter.
Right, which was kind of their version of Google Ads, so that was another big piece of the puzzle. And then in exchange, Microsoft got access to all of Yahoo's search technology. It was a pretty major shakeup.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the sources you all sent in really highlight how much of an impact this had, especially for website owners. So let's jump into some of the specific takeaways. One of the first things that everyone was talking about back then was the need to optimize websites for Bing.
Absolutely. Suddenly, Bing wasn't just this, you know, secondary search engine. It was powering a huge chunk of the search market.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about at least 15%, and some estimates were even higher.
Exactly. So for anyone who was serious about getting traffic to their website, ignoring Bing was no longer an option.
And one of the things that really struck me was that one of the sources actually mentioned a specific tool, IBP's Top 10 Optimizer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. IBP, they were pretty big in the SEO world.
They still are. Anyway, the fact that a specific tool was mentioned really shows how seriously people were taking this Bing optimization thing. It wasn't just a general SEO thing anymore. There were specific things you had to do to make sure your site was showing up well on Bing.
And this wasn't just for the U.S. market either. I think that tool had country-specific versions for all sorts of different Bing versions around the world.
Which makes sense, right? Bing was a global search engine, so you had to think globally if you wanted to maximize your reach.
Definitely. And there was another really interesting point that came up, which was that traffic from Bing was actually more likely to convert into sales.
Oh, yeah. Like, people coming from Bing were more likely to actually buy something.
That's what some of the data seemed to suggest.
And if that was true, well, then optimizing for Bing became even more important. It wasn't just about getting more clicks. It was about getting the right kind of clicks, the ones that would actually lead to revenue.
Absolutely. It was about quality over quantity, in a way.
Now, another major point that came up in the sources was the potential loss of Yahoo's inbound link data.
Yeah, that was a big one. Yahoo at the time was one of the best sources for getting information about which websites were linking to yours.
Inbound links, or backlinks as they're sometimes called, are like these little votes of confidence from other websites. They're really important for SEO because they tell search engines that your website is credible and trustworthy.
Right. And the more high-quality links you have pointing to your site, the better your chances of ranking well in search results.
So when Yahoo transitioned away from its own search index, there was a real fear that all that valuable link data would just vanish.
Poof.
Gone.
And that would make it a lot harder for website owners to track their link profile and see who was linking to them.
And that was really important information to have, not just for SEO, but also for understanding where your traffic was coming from and how people were finding your site.
So one of the recommendations we saw was to start using a link management tool, like IBP's Link Manager.
Right, something that could pull in link data from multiple sources, not just Yahoo.
So you could get a more complete picture of your link profile, even if Yahoo's data was no longer available. It was all about adapting and finding new ways to get the information you needed. And I think that's a really important lesson from all of this. You can't rely on any one platform or tool too heavily because things can change quickly.
That's so true. Okay, so we've talked about organic search and link data. Now let's move on to the world of paid advertising. This is another area that saw some pretty significant changes as a result of the Yahoo Bing merger.
Big time. I mean, Microsoft essentially became the go-to provider for paid search ads on both Yahoo and Bing.
Yeah, Yahoo shut down its own paid search offerings, and everyone had to start using Microsoft's Ad Center platform.
Right, which was a pretty big deal for advertisers because it meant they had to learn a whole new system.
And it also raised concerns about potential price increases.
Yeah, with Yahoo out of the picture, there was less competition in the paid search market. And less competition often leads to higher prices.
Makes sense. So advertisers had to be prepared to potentially pay more to reach the same audience.
Yep. And it wasn't just about the cost either. There were also questions about the types of advertising opportunities that would be available and whether advertisers would have to change their overall strategies. It was a lot to adapt to.
So on top of everything else, website owners had to rethink their whole approach to paid advertising.
It was a time of big changes.
It really was. Now, another really interesting potential consequence that was brought up was the possibility that Yahoo might have started shutting down some of its own web properties.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about that. It made sense, though, right? If Bing was now powering Yahoo's search, why would they need to keep running their own competing services?
Right. Especially if those services were overlapping with what Bing was already offering.
Exactly. So things like the Yahoo directory, which used to be a huge deal, suddenly seemed kind of redundant.
And then there were also alternative search applications like SearchMonkey and SearchBias, even services like Yahoo Maps, which competed directly with Bing Maps.
It was like Yahoo had to take a hard look at all their products and figure out which ones were still worth investing in.
And which ones they could just let go. It was a pretty strategic move, if you think about it.
Definitely. They had to prioritize and focus on the areas where they could still be competitive.
So it wasn't just about search. It was about the whole ecosystem of online services. This merger had ripple effects across the board.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it really shows how interconnected everything is in the online world.
One change can trigger a whole cascade of other changes. Now, even with all of this integration, there was one really important distinction that was made. Yahoo would still maintain control over the look and feel of its search results pages.
That's right. Even though the actual search results were coming from Bing, Yahoo could still decide how those results were presented to users.
So things like the visual design, the order of the results, the overall layout, even the specific features they wanted to highlight, all of that was still up to Yahoo.
Exactly. So even though the engine under the hood was largely the same, the driving experience could still be quite different.
It's like having two cars with the same engine, but completely different bodies and interiors.
That's a great analogy. And what that meant was that even though Bing was powering the search results, website owners still had to think about optimizing for both Yahoo and Bing separately.
Because what might work well on one might not work as well on the other. You still had to pay attention to those nuances if you wanted to get the best results.
Absolutely. It was a more complex landscape than it might have seemed at first glance.
Okay, so let's sum all of this up for our listeners. This whole Yahoo Bing situation really highlights a few key points. First, Bing became a major player in the search world. So if you wanted to reach a large audience, you had to optimize for it. There were even specific tools being developed to help people do that.
Yeah, like those IBP tools we talked about.
Exactly. Second, Yahoo's valuable link data was potentially at risk. So website owners had to find new ways to track their backlinks and make sure they were still building a strong link profile.
It was all about being proactive and adapting to the changes.
Right. Third, Microsoft became the dominant force in paid search advertising, which raised concerns about price increases and forced advertisers to learn a new system.
And potentially rethink their whole advertising strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then fourth, Yahoo had to make some tough decisions about which of its own web properties were still worth keeping around. It was a time of streamlining and focusing on their core strengths.
And I think that's something we see a lot in the tech world. Companies are constantly having to adapt and evolve to stay relevant.
That's so true. And then finally, even though Bing was providing the search results, Yahoo still had control over how those results were presented to users. So optimizing for both platforms separately was still important.
Yeah, it was a more nuanced situation than it might have seemed at first.
And I think that's a really important takeaway for all of us, even today. The online world is constantly changing, and we have to be flexible and adaptable to keep up.
Absolutely. We can't just assume that what worked yesterday will still work today.
And I think that brings us to a really interesting question that I'd love for you all to think about. Looking back at this whole Yahoo Bing consolidation, what lasting impacts do you see on how websites are discovered today? And how has online advertising changed as a result of these shifts? How much has the concentration of power in the hands of a few major players shaped the online landscape we see today? It's something to ponder as we navigate this ever-evolving digital world.
Yeah, some really good food for thought there.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
See you then.